He'll still be ruling over you down in the bottomless pit. The Bible said there's a king down there called Abaddon and Apollyon, the king of the bottomless pit. Revelation, the 9th chapter. He's organized. Jesus said in Mark 4, 24 and 25, a house divided against itself shall not stand. If Satan be divided against himself, his kingdom shall not stand. He's not divided. He's united. He's got his kingdom well organized with demons and those bad angels that fell with him to try to stir up trouble in paradise. Every paradise he can turn into a jungle and a terrorist camp. That's what he wants to do. Every church, every home, every business, every school. Our schools in America have become almost camps of terrorism. Who does it? The devil. And we just let him get away with it with these dumb politicians and dumb preachers. All right? The Lord said to Satan, where you been? He said, going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. Still had time to go to church. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Again, he says, there's none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth, hateth evil. And still he holdeth fast his integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. You know, when there ain't no cause for it, you can stay in them kind of trials and tribulations if there's no cause for it. If there's sin in the camp, then it's a different problem. It's a different situation, and it has a different effect upon us. Yeah, but Satan said skin for skin. All a man hath will he give for his life. He just didn't know God had one here that wouldn't like the rank and file Christian. He said, you put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to his face. The Lord said to Satan, behold, he's in thine hand. Save his life. Don't kill him. Well, he couldn't go a bit further. There's a big old angel around everywhere that devil goes watching him, or a bunch of angels. And he can't go no further than what he's got permission from God to accomplish in his temptation or trial of our faith. He can't go no further than God will permit him. There's a line drawn. When he gets there, it's over. Now, you don't know where the line is, and I don't know where it is. I wish I could see that line. It'd help me. If I could just see that line. But that's one thing God don't let you see till it's all over. Then you look back and you see that line. And you just rejoice and thank God he does draw a line. He won't let the devil just keep on tormenting you and aggravating you to death. So we find from the book of Job that God will permit trouble in paradise. Well, that wasn't the end. His children dead, his possessions gone, his body afflicted. There's one other thing the devil's got to do. He hasn't completed his ordeal, his trouble. He's got to get in your home between you and your wife. If you can avoid that, you can stand about anything. Did you know that? All right. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? You mean you're going to not charge God foolishly and you're not going to shake your fist at God? Says, curse God and die. He was pitiful. I don't think she was being mean. She's being foolish like Eve. See, the devil got to her. Them dead children out there, 10 funerals in one day. God sakes alive. All that affluence was gone. Those camels. 1,000 camels, that's just like 1,000 trucks. He had a truck line. He had all them sheep out there, 5,000 sheep. All them asses, man, them things are just like buying sedan cars. Anybody could afford. Why, king's children rode on asses' colts. You couldn't afford one of the things. I guess it's because you eat so much. They eat all the time. You had to be rich to support the rascal. And then he would ride you, though. If you'd feed him good, he'd just carry you wherever you wanted to go. Praise God, it's like a car with a tank full of gas. You could go. That gas was high. And there all that was gone. She couldn't have no more tea parties with her ladies in the area. Job now was the song of drunkards and fools. There he was in his misery, suffering, looked like death. He said, the shadow of death is all over my face. His wife looked at that, she's more than she could take. Said, "What, honey, you want to keep your integrity? Why don't you curse God and go ahead and die and get out of this misery?" Well, she was just like Eve. She didn't know what she's doing. And like other women in the Bible that the devil tried to use to turn their husbands around and make them less than faithful to God, this is what Job said. "Now speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil or adversity or the loss of things?" In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Praise God. He didn't shake his fist at God. He didn't open his mouth and say, "God, I'm tired of this mess. What are you doing this to me for?" He didn't do none of that. He sat quiet. Calmness ruled his life as he calmly sat and awaited for the salvation of God. Isn't that what Jeremiah said he'd do? It's good for a man to be quiet and wait for the salvation of God quietly. Rule out all of them irresponsible accusations and carries on in God's presence. Cut them out and sit down like Job did in the ashes and wait for God's salvation to come. And then we'll be justified and we'll endure with dignity. With dignity. And with integrity. Praise God. We'll have our integrity when it's all over. Every plan we make, the devil's going to try to defeat it, destroy it, frustrate you, or make it a failure. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, he said, "Wherefore we would have come, yea, I, Paul, again and again unto you, but Satan hindered us." Satan hindered us. I'd planned on coming to you folks a number of times. I didn't make it because Satan messed my plans up. The best plans we make sometimes, God lets the devil get in there and mess them up. The very best. And that's when we had to be calm in our faith and in our trust that God, in his omniscience, in his love and omnipresence, that he will work things out, even according to Romans 8:28, that all things will work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That God will do it. And we have his promise that he will.